Newspaper headlines: Starmer guts welfare reform and buggy useless. Date modified: 2025-07-01T23-01:58.173Z. Description: last minute changes to the welfare cuts bill and migrant channel crossings make Wednesday's front pages. Starmer guts welfare reform and buggy useless. 56 minutes ago, save, BBC. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's gutted welfare bill has prevented a full-scale Labour rebellion but left a multi-billion hole in the public finances, writes the FT. The PM authorised a last-minute climb down as fears of imminent defeat swirled. A photo of US President Donald Trump in a red cap that reads Gulf of America tops the paper as his big, beautiful tax and spend bill moves a step closer after slim Senate victory. Also on the front page, Swiss voters face a Brexit-like dilemma. The I paper also headlines on the last-minute climb down over the welfare bill writing, Labour rebels force Starmer to retreat on benefit cuts again. Those who opposed him are now emboldened and likely to keep challenging PM and Chancellor Rachel Reeves. There is a YIMBY town that wants the UK's first nuclear power plant in 3 decades and anger at BBC boss Tim Davey over Glastonbury after the corporation live-streamed a chant of death, death to the IDF from an act at the festival. The BBC has said the anti-Semitic sentiments expressed by Bob Vylan were utterly unacceptable and have no place on our airwaves. It added that it would review guidance around live events after featuring a warning on screen at the time of the chants. The performance will not be available on iPlayer. Sir Keir's benefits bill turns to farce, writes the Daily Telegraph, citing a government minister who called the changes shambolic. Tim Davey is fighting for job after Glastonbury hate chants, the Telegraph suggests. It also writes that 3 hospital bosses have been arrested for gross negligence manslaughter in connection with the Lucy Letby case. A large picture of actress Kate Blanchett with Wimbledon's centre court reflected in her sunglasses is splashed across the paper. The Daily Express headlines on opposition leader Kemi Badenoch calling the altering of the welfare reform bill utter capitulation. A shot of British tennis player Jack Draper accompanies the story on the front page, as he storms through at Wimbledon. There are no winners in the welfare bill fiasco according to the Daily Mirror. Fear and uncertainty remain for thousands of vulnerable people amid relief as PM delays the most controversial PIP eligibility changes. The Guardian says Sir Keir is bruised by the bill. In Europe, there are wildfires and warnings as heatwave hits, and in the Middle East, dozens die as the Israeli Defense Forces target a seafront cafe. There's no safe place in Gaza, the paper writes. The Israeli military has said it has launched a review into the strike on Monday, 20,000 this year, and counting, writes the Daily Mail after it says the number of migrants crossing the channel is at a record high. It says the Mail witnessed scores awaiting traffickers which took it past the milestone not reached until mid-August in previous years. The official government count stands at 19,982 crossings at time of writing. The Sun also runs with the migrant tide for its top story. Buggy useless, reads the headline as the Sun says French kit, including the buggy pictured with police atop it on the front page, is paid for by UK while the cops don't stop boats. In a showbiz exclusive, singer and former X Factor judge Cheryl is making her talent show return, the tabloid writes. On the welfare bill, the Sun says Sir Keir's plans to tighten disability payments were torn up. Metro reports that a teenager fatally stabbed at school said he had been scared to go there days before. Harvey Wilgoose died aged 15. The other pupil admits manslaughter but denies murder. Send in the clowns, shouts the Daily Star, maintaining that the scary Pennywise look has been ditched as part of a modern makeover for jesters. Sign up for our morning newsletter and get BBC News in your inbox, related internet Lynn.